Out of 19,000. Out of 19,000 items at the Mead, Amherst College's on-campus art museum, 60 items were labeled with the words African American in the keywords, description, or label text. Those items were created by 32 artists, out of which 12 self-identify as Black. 31 items were added in the last 5 years. This picture is a collection of the Mead's thumbprint images for each of these items. 6 items had no thumbprint image. The following was revealed in investigating how other American communities of color are framed in the Mead's collection. The word Latinx produced no results. The word Latino produced 6 results. 5 pictures of Abraham Lincoln and 1 etching of a Spaniard. The word Hispanic produced 17 results, 3 of which were photographs of people, 14 of which were objects of pottery. The word Asian American produced 11 results. 3 results were also listed under African American and Hispanic. 2 results were made by Asian artists, neither of whom are identified as American. Korean American produced no results. Japanese American produced no results. Vietnamese American produced no results. Japanese American, without quotations, produced 31 results, none of which were objects created by Japanese American artists. While the Mead may carry many more art pieces by artists of color than these searches portray, these search results speak to what Ruha Benjamin has called default discrimination, a type of discrimination that happens when institutions do not attend to the historical and social contexts of their work. Considering how visual culture and its institutions have been thoroughly shaped by both white ways of seeing, cataloging, and framing, as well as white ways of not seeing, the question becomes for some artists and scholars, how do we address visuality itself? As art historian Huey Copeland points out, for Black people, quote, visuality, thanks to its frequent denigration of the Black image and its despotic manifestation in the white look, end quote, has often felt like a medium that could not register, quote, a whole body of Blackness, end quote. In response to this condition, Black artists have used a range of techniques. Some artists have taken out imagery out of their artwork, resorting to words to discuss race, such as Glenn Ligon. Others imagine Black futures from within the mundane, such as curator Meg Onley. And still others position iconic Black imagery into Black grammars of seeing, such as Rico Gatson with his collage portrait of James Baldwin, titled St. James No. 3, part of his series Icons, which pays homage to Black artists, politicians, activists, and athletes, portraying them as saints. As you look at these collected pictures of Out of 19,000, think of them as an exhibit within an exhibit. Questions to ask yourself as you view the pictures are, what are the time periods of these images? What types of figures are portrayed? Men, nudes, caricatures, symbols? What emotions do you feel when looking at these objects? Who made the artworks? Who were the artworks made for? What becomes visible when we look at all of these images in these contexts? When we look at how Black images, bodies, and life are not represented, what can we say about how Blackness is portrayed? Questions to take with you. How might you use visual culture to challenge white ways of seeing and not seeing? In looking at art, how might you reroute the course of visuality from subject matter to viewer to collector to institution?